How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tonya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, House Negroes, The Aftermath. Hey, South Africa, tell me how you're doing. Has return to work got you all blue? Allow me to push you straight to antidepressants. You may not have realized it, but this week you saw the official launch of Duduzane Zuma for president. You thought my top story was Lindiwe Sisulu. You're right. But if you missed the link, then you're not that bright. Yet again, my fellow South Africans, we are being played. I'm unkind. I don't mean to be. When you've been managing these reports for so long, it is pretty easy to work out. The media we are fed is not always what it seems. And are you ready? Let's scratch the surface with Acumen Media. Lindiwe Sisulu, your grandfather, your ancestor, Walter Sisulu, must be devastated at your behavior. The Minister of Tourism, Sisulu, this week took to media to call the South African judiciary nothing but a bunch of house Negroes. The judiciary that, to be fair, is the only thing we have left to be proud of. She said that the likes of Zondo and Mogoeng Mogoeng were nothing but puppets that were starstruck by colonialism. Shocked? Of course you are. And there's more. She went on to further insult the fine minds of our constitutional court, the custodians of the Constitution. She said they were nothing but strategic placements by colonialists, or more to the point, white monopoly capital. The word Negroes was put there for shock value, my friends, because Sisulu knew exactly what she was doing. She was enforcing Ace Magashule and the Zuma family's resounding call to ignore our constitution. She might as well have stood up and said, "Cheers, Cyril. I'm off to join Duduzane's RET." But she used a thin veil of black liberation to announce her change in the political landscape. She insulted the highest achievers in this land with infantile name-calling. If you look up the term Negro on Google, the first thing that slaps you in the eyes is that the word has been tagged by the machine as offensive. One person didn't mind these insults. Malema. Check out the tweet where he says, "Sisulu must never allow anyone on the payroll of CR17 to bully her. We are not scared of him," meaning Zondo. The EFF, including Dali Mpofu, now hold that thought, are on board with calling the smartest people in our country house Negroes. How very dare you? We see you and your cheap clickbait, and we are nothing but ashamed of you. With a media brand net sentiment of minus 61%, it's clear, Linz, we will not be played in your aftermath. We see you in your smart cars while you drip with tainted money and decadence. We see you as you walk those Prado stilettos over people's dreams and achievements. You are a hypocrite and a future RET leader. Just join Duduzane and leave us alone. Aftermath. Zondo gave a rebuttal via a press conference, and he literally took Sisulu to school. His delivery stung like a wasp's nest as he pointed out that her words are just meaningless because they were and are unsubstantiated. Ah, the voice of reason. Concord is about the only thing that has a little integrity left in this country, and Zondo showed us just how an educated house Negro could be. South Africa, the aftermath. You see, this is what happens when you have a president that is mute. A president that is too scared to cull his cabinet in case he loses his cushy place where he controls billions of dollars and has a huge influence on the entire continent. The same man allowed his minister to go rogue. He allowed Zuma to pass water over our constitution. He allowed a coup d'etat and an insurrection without consequences. He allowed houses of parliament to burn, and now he is allowing his staff to use classism and racism over the highest court of the land. Your silence is deafening, Ramaphosa. The aftermath. I started telling you Dudazane Zuma was electioneering, and just to convince those of you who are still on the fence, Tony Ngeni took to the media to tell us what a lacquer oak Dudazane is. It doesn't mean a lot from you, Tony. You're also a lover of flash cars and easy money. Remember the homeless guy, Zandile Mafe, who got a bunch of explosives and became South Africa's Guy Fox? This week, he was told he had a mental disorder and he needs psychiatric treatment. He doesn't agree and has gone on hunger strike. Dali Mpofu is standing next to him at his defense. So if we agree that there is an insurrection and that this parliament fire was part of the modus operandi of that insurrection, then it makes sense to bribe your scapegoat and then promise him the finest legal counsel money can buy. Oh, hang on, wait. Does Lindiwe think that Dali is a house Negro too? Now I'm confused. Yeah, just another day in the aftermath. Talking about aftermath, I hope you enjoyed your small break and that you are recovering from whatever it was that you picked up over the festivities. Most of us are sick here in Sedwana. I was still calling it flu, but the doctor confirmed that almost 70% of our region has tested positive for COVID-19. In the same breath, he also told me that the hospitals were empty, so not to worry. The aftermath of 2021 would soon abate. Talking about COVID consequences, this week we saw the aftermath of an education system ravaged by lockdown. Angie Motshekga wants us to believe this is complicated, but it is not. Kids just couldn't go to school and could not afford to learn online. Not just financially, but logistically, it was physically impossible for our children to learn over the past 2 years. So what does Angie do? Refuses to publish the matric results because of the Poppy Act. Yes, that happened. And will not allow us to interrogate the pass rate at all. 30% is still the benchmark for having an education. That means 70% of the teachings went unlearnt. And we wonder why we are building an unemployable nation. Back to school was a hot mess. Many children did not and still do not have a school. Late notifications from the government meant that moms and dads had to queue for miles to get the basics in less than 48 hours. This during the height of a pandemic. And what was Angie's retort? Please use social distancing in the schools. Anywhere from 1 meter to 500 meters will be fine. Huh? Most schools don't stretch 500 meters under your watch, Motshekga. And because of your department's incompetence, you've spread the pandemic to parents of the first graders. The aftermath. Regardless of this chaos, back to school pics filled our timelines and the grade R pics warmed most of our hearts until I read what my eyes and brain could not compute. Twitter was tearing chunks out of any kid that had the privilege to go to a private school. Twitter called it flexing. Now, we're hating on people that have risen above this useless education system at an immense sacrifice from their parents, and you now troll them? Let me get this right. Being a judge is bad. Better educating yourself is bad. And if you don't free yourself from poverty, then you are a house Negro. That was the message, loud and clear. The aftermath. There was a great deal of other big news, but I'm running out of words, so I'll try to be brief. State capture was rehashed to the point of nausea, and we saw special courts on the cards to deal with the prosecution of 1,500 gangsters. Bain and Athol Williams featured a great deal, and it was revolting. There is pot growing next to the president's office. Now, that explains a lot. Eskom is preparing us for the mother of all price hikes. The ANC is so broke that they pimped out our president at golf days and gala dinners where you could pay 350,000 rand to watch the man eat or tee off. The aftermath. Fakil Ambalula, Razmataz Minister FF, Mr. Fix M-Bucks, is in the Hawks' line of sight. Look, I like him, purely for the entertainment value. I wouldn't trust him with a dead horse. But again, we're seeing pure electioneering, my friends. Don't be played. When Carl Niehaus becomes a big influencer, then you know that you are simply trampling through the drudgery that is the aftermath of the Zuma family. I do have excellent news. That silly demerit system that they tried to push through was ousted by the House Negroes and Outer. They made our country proud again. Thank you for actually doing something, Outer. And if you're not helping this organization of fine legal minds, House Negroes, if you will, then you have missed a critical opportunity to make a positive impact in this country. Across the waters, we saw Musk's madness step into SA terrain as Elon sent rockets to space. Prince Andrew's US case is going forward. I wonder if he'll be joining Epstein on the Lolita Express. Boris Johnson attended a bring-your-own-booze party despite COVID restrictions. They are calling for his resignation. Imagine if we did that here. Everyone would have to leave the burning parliament building. Oh, wait, they probably should anyway, right? What an aftermath. I'm Tonya Curry, and you've just scratched the surface with Acumen Media.